சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் முனி காண்டம் சாப்டர் 4. சோ பிஃபோர் வி டேக் தி 4th சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத், வி வில் சி எ ஜெனரல் இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிராமணம். And we said the Upanishad consists of 6 chapters divided into 3 sections, and each section having 2 chapters. Each section is called a khandam. And the first khandam was Madhu khandam, second is Muni khandam, and the third is Kila khandam. And Madhu khandam talks about the interdependency of the universe, which is an important argument to establish the mithyatvam of universe. And the second Muni Khandam is called so since Yajnavalkya Muni happens to be the Acharya. And the third one is called Kila Khandam because it consists of assorted topics in the form of upasanas, rituals and all that. Brahma Vidya is not there in this khandam at all. That is why the first two khandams become important from the standpoint of Atma Vidya or Brahma Vidya. Unlike Chandogya Upanishad, the first 4 khandams contain Vedanta. And these 3 khandams are known by another name also, based on the content. First is called Upadesha khandam also, because Vedantic teaching is primary in this khandam. And the second khandam is called Upapatti khandam. Upapatti means logic. It gives the logical support for the Upadesha given in the first khandam, Madhu khandam. And the third and the final khandam is also known as Upasana khandam because many types of upasanas are discussed here. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad has got 3 khandams, namely Madhu khandam or Upadesha khandam, Muni khandam or Upapatti khandam, and Kila khandam or Upasana khandam. And in Upadesha khandam, Shravanam takes place primarily, whereas in Upapatti khandam, Mananam takes place. Upadesha can be taken as Shravanam, Upapatti as Mananam. In Shravanam itself, there are 2 stages. One is Adhyaropa stage of Shravanam, and the second one is Apavada portion of Shravanam. And in the first khandam, 2 chapters are there. The first Adhyaya deals with Adhyaropa, and the second deals with Apavada. So the second khandam, it corresponds to Maunam, Mananam. And it has got 2 aspects because the reasoning itself is divided into 2 aspects. One is called Jalpa, another is called Vadaha. Jalpa is primarily used to get victory. Their knowledge, enlightenment are not given importance. Winning the opponent, winning an argument or corner the opponent is the sole aim of Jalpa. But Vada is a debate or discussion in which knowledge is important. That is, cornering of the other person, victory, ego, etc. are not important. And we find in Muni khandam, Yajnavalkya uses both Jalpa and Vada. And in the 3rd chapter, Yajnavalkya uses Jalpa to defeat his challenges. So we know all those other people who came, Aishwala, Kahola, Bujjihu, Gargi, Arthabhaga and Shakalya. And each rishi challenged Yajnavalkya. Poor Yajnavalkya needed the cows for his ashrama. And just to win the cows, he had to defeat others. And therefore, it is victory pradhanam. And we find this clearly in the last brahmanam, which we had just completed, where Yajnavalkya answered all the questions of Shakalya. And when Yajnavalkya questioned back, none of them could answer. So Yajnavalkya put two questions in the last Brahmanam to Shakalya. One was to Shakalya, and then Yajnavalkya asked another question to all the Brahmanas. And we already discussed this in the last class. Both Shakalya and the Brahmanas could not answer the questions of Yajnavalkya. And in the case of Shakalya, something else happened, which we all know, which we knew also. And when they were not able to answer, Yajnavalkya did not give the answers to his questions. If discussion were knowledge oriented and knowledge was important, what should Yajnavalkya should have done? He should have answered in the event they did not know the answer. He did not care to give the answer, indicating that his aim was not teaching. It was to defeat his opponents, and therefore all his arguments were Jalpa Pradana only. Had it been Vada Pradana, he would have given the answers. And we get the answers not from Yajnavalkya, but the Upanishad itself interferes, and as an aside note, the Upanishad gives the answers. Similarly, for the second question directed to the Brahmanas, the Brahmins were not able to answer, and Yajnavalkya also did not answer. In fact, after asking the questions, there is no address of Yajnavalkya at all in the Upanishad. And he had gone with all the cows. The Upanishad alone stays back and gives the answers to Yajnavalkya's two questions. And the third adhyaya is Jalpa Pradhana Yuktihi, which Yajnavalkya adopts. Whereas the fourth chapter, which we are going to see now, is going to be Vada Pradhana Yuktihi, where Yajnavalkya's aim is not to defeat, but to teach or enlighten, not to snub the other person or not to displace the ego of the other person. Thus, we find in Munikandam, there are two adhyayas, and the first adhyaya deals with Jalpa Pradhana Yukti, and the second adhyaya deals with Vada Pradhana Yukti. And both of them together make Upapatti Pradhana knowledge, knowledge Pradhana or Manana. So this is general introduction for the fourth chapter. And now if we come to the details of this chapter, the chapter here is called Adhyaya, and the fourth adhyaya consists of six Brahmanams, and in most of them Yajnavalkya is the teacher. And who is the student? Janaka himself happens to be the student. Thus, most of the chapters are in the form of Janaka Yajnavalkya Samvadaha. And of the six, first chapter deals with Upasana, and the next four deals with Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya. And the last Brahmanam just gives a list of Guru Shishya Parampara. It is called Vamsha Brahman. So the list itself is called Brahman. And similar list we saw at the end of Madhukandam also, and we have one at the end of Munikandam also. And these are the contents of the six Brahmanas. And now the first Brahmanam is called Shadacharya Brahmanam. And why this name? Here we find Yajnavalkya meets Janaka and asks him what all things he has learned from different Acharyas. And Janaka mentions that he learned six lessons from six Acharyas, and the teachings Janaka received from them were regarding Saguna Brahman. And Yajnavalkya approves them and says they are all correct. The teachings of those teachers are all wonderful, but the teachings are incomplete. Therefore, Yajnavalkya would complete the teaching. So we will see the details later. And since six Acharyas are introduced in this Brahmanam is called Shadacharya Brahman. Shad means six. So with this background, now let us read the text. Mantra 1.4.1.1. Ata chaturthodhyayaha ata prathamam brahmanam om janakoha vai dehaham asanchakrem atah yajnavalkyaham avavrajam tamho vacham yajnavalkyam kimarthamacharihim pashunichannam anvantaniti ubayameva samraditi ho vacham. So this section begins with a story introducing a teacher and the student. And Shankaracharya says, the significance of the story is to show the importance of guru's necessity and also to show how one should conduct oneself before a guru. Here we find Janaka himself comes down to the feet of Yajnavalkya without any ego, even though Janaka was himself an emperor, well-learned, well-respected. He did not have any ego problem at all, even though as an emperor himself. And when he wanted to learn Brahma Vidya from Yajnavalkya, he wanted to be a real sincere student. So Janaka's Guru Dakshinas were also great and large amounts also. Acharya says this indicates the importance of Guru Dakshina and Dhanam. This is how the story begins. Janakaha Asan Chakre. Once upon a time, Janaka Asan Chakre means was seated in the visiting hall of the palace where visitors, scholars, they all go and meet the king. And what type of Janaka? Vaideha. Videha is the name of the kingdom, and Vaideha means Videhanam Raja. And some say Videha is name of Janaka also. I don't know if anybody is muted. All of them. All are muted, but somebody's phone is unmuted. If I can find it, I can mute. Yeah. Galaxy S10 is unmuted. Okay. Please unmute the phone. Mute the phones. And what type of Janaka? He is Vaideha, Videhanam Raja. And some people say Videha is also the name of Janaka. He is called Videha because he did not have Deha Abhimana. Vigataha Deha Abhimanaha Yasmat. So he is a Jnani. Thus Videha is taken as name of Janaka and also name of the kingdom. And here we should take it as kingdom. And when Janaka was seated, expecting people, who appeared? Ataham Yajnavalkyam Avavraja. So that there came Yajnavalkyam and Janaka asked him, Tamho Vacha Yajnavalkyam, Kimartam Achari. Yajnavalkyam, with what purpose? Kimartam, have you come? Janaka was happy and he was willing to please the desires of Yajnavalkyam. And Janaka knows Yajnavalkya generally comes for two purposes only. And what are the two purposes? One will be a materialistic purpose, and another will be a spiritual purpose. So Pashu Ichchanna, do you want cows? That is a material wealth that is important for all Vaidika karmas. Or Anvantan, do you want spiritual? Do you have spiritual questions? Adhyatma Prashnaha. Have you come here seeking the cows? That is wealth. Or spiritual questions about Paramatma. Here, Anuhu is Sukshma Eva Antaha Yasya Prashnasya. So Anuhu is Sukshma. Those questions which culminate Antaha in Anu here means Paramatma. Actually, in Mundaka Upanishad itself, we have seen these things. Anu is used for Paramatma. Yeshaha Anuhu Atma Chetasya Veditavyaha. It is, we have already seen that in Mundaka. So Yeshaha Anuhu Atma Anuhu. So Sattu, Sukshma Vastu. And Janaka asks whether Yajnavalkya came for Adhyatma Prashnaha. Here also we should be careful. It is not that have you come to put Adhyatma Prashna to me, but it is have you come to answer the spiritual questions of mine and bless me. And the one who knows Vedanta, the Jnani, is ever interested in answering the questions on Vedanta by the seekers. This is generally the rule. That is why even Yamadharma Raja was very happy when Nachiketas asked him for Adhyatma Vidya. Yama praised him that he was waiting for such a student. Therefore, Guru also loves to have good sishyas. So, iti tam havvacha. Iti janakaha yajnavalkyam yajnavalkyam prishtavan. So, he asked him. And what did Yajnavalkya do? Yajnavalkya says, ubhayameva samrat iti havvacha. One is to take care of the physical needs for which I have come, like food and other things, and another for intellectual need also. Life is not food alone, but it is something higher. So ubhayameva samrat, addressing Janaka samrat. So Janaka says he wants to discuss Vedanta with Yajnavalkya, itiha uvacha. So this is the introduction to this section, but also to the entire Adhyaya also, because other Brahmanams also are a dialogue between Yajnavalkya and Janaka. Then what happened? Let us read mantra 4.1.2. Yatte kaschida bravitam tachranavametim
అబ్రవీన్ మే జిత్వా శైలిని వాగ్వై బ్రహ్మేతి యథా మాతృమాన్ పితృమాన్ ఆచార్యవాన్ బ్రూయాత్ తథా తచ్చైలి అబ్రవీత్ వాగ్వై బ్రహ్మేతి అవదతో హి కిం స్యాదితి అబ్రవీత్తుతే తస్య ఆయతనం ప్రతిష్టాం నమే బ్రవీదితి ఏకపాద్వా ఏతత్ సమ్రాడితి సవైనో బ్రూహి యాజ్ఞవల్క్య వాగేవ ఆయతనం ఆకాశ ప్రతిష్టాం ప్రజ్ఞేత్యేన ఏనదుపాసీత ఖా ప్రజ్ఞతాయాజ్ఞవల్క్య వాగేవ సమ్రాడితి హోవాచ వాచా వై సమ్రాట్ బంధు ప్రజ్ఞాయతే ఋగ్వేదో యజుర్వేద సామవేదో అథర్వాంగిరస ఇతిహాస పురాణం విద్యా ఉపనిషద శ్లోకా సూత్రాణి అనువ్యాఖ్యాన్యాని వ్యాఖ్యానాని ఇష్టం హుతమాశితం వాయితం అయంచ లోక పరశ్చ లోక సర్వాణి భూతాని వాచాయేవ సమ్రాట్ ప్రజ్ఞాయంతే వాగ్వై సమ్రాట్ పరమం బ్రహ్మ నయనం వాగ్జహాతి సర్వాణ్యేనం భూతాని అభిక్షరంతి దేవో భూత్వా దేవానప్యేతి యేవం విద్వానే తదుపాస్తే హస్తి ఋషభం సహస్రం దదామీతి హోవాచ జనకో వై దేహ సహోవాచ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య పితా మే మన్యత నానను శిశరే హరేతేతి. So in the following six mantras, from second mantra to the seventh final mantra, we get Yajnavalkya's teachings of Sagunam Brahma, Upasanas. Sagunam Brahma, Upasana. These were introduced to Acharyas, and Yajnavalkya only completes the teachings. These are in the form of Upasanas, and therefore, as usual, we don't want to go into the details of every mantra, every word. Not only that, these six mantras are of similar pattern also. Therefore, we'll just see a summary of these six mantras, and we'll also just mention certain important portions of each mantra worth noting. So we'll see the common features or general summary. So these six acharyas introduced six devatas as Sagunam Brahma. Who are the six acharyas? Who were the acharyas of Janaka who taught him? So they are presiding deities of various organs like ears, eyes, mind, prana, vak, and all that thing. So these are the six devatas that were taught to Janaka by the six acharyas. Six organs are taken and their presiding deities are given for upasana. So upasana on those devatas of the six organs. And Yajnavalkya does not mention the name of the devatas, but the names of the organs are only mentioned. And we have to take the devatas as the Sagunam Brahma. For example, Vag Brahmanaha. We should take it as Vag Devata is Brahma, which denotes Agni Devata. Agni Devata is Brahma. The six devatas of six organs are introduced. By whom? By Janaka. He says that I have heard six Brahmans from six Acharyas. Then Yajnavalkya says, if you know that Devata alone as Brahman, you have only known one quarter of knowledge and not the whole knowledge. Ekapad means one quarter. Ekapad Brahma eva janati. You know only one part. You know only one aspect and not the full knowledge. The Purna Saguna Brahma is Chatushpad Brahma, and this is not the Chatushpad of Mandukya. We should be careful. There it was in Nirgunam Brahma in Mandukya, but here it is Saguna Brahma is Chatushpad. And if you know a Devata as Brahman, it is only Ekapad Brahma Jnanam, and it is incomplete and it is of no use. You should know other three parts also, Yajnavalkya tells to Janaka. So Yajnavalkya asks in the mantra whether the Acharyas taught the three other parts also. And Janaka says no. Then Yajnavalkya asks, shall I teach that? And Janaka says, yes. And Yajnavalkya says, you have to know three more aspects or padas in each Sagunam Brahman in addition to the Devata, which is only one pada. And what are the other three? One is called Ayatanam. Ayatanam, Shankaracharya says, it is Shariram. or the abode, the locus. So you have to know the ayatanam, the abode, the residence of that devata on whom you are going to do the saguna upasana. And the second factor is called pratishta. Pratishta means ashrayaha or support. Pratishta is the word used in the Upanishad, and Acharya comments as support or ashrayaha, which blesses. Then the next factor is Upanishad. This word is also familiar to us. Here it is not the regular meaning of Upanishad, like Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, but Rahasya Namadeyam, or the secret name of that devata. Therefore, Ayatanam, Pratishta, and Upanishad are the three padas, and only if you add all these three, the Sagunam Brahman will be complete. And that Chatushpad is full, it is complete in all respects. And having introduced all the four padas of six devatas, Yajnavalkya teaches in the sixth mantras and prescribes an upasana. That is, one should meditate that devata with its secret name, because the secret name indicates the glory of that devata. Therefore, if one does the upasana of the secret name, that is the Upanishad, this is a secret name, it is equal to the upasana of the guna or the mahima of the devata, and therefore may you do the Upanishad upasana. Upanishad upasana means a secret name. The upasana is the secret name. Then Yajnavalkya gives the Upanishad upasana phalam. This is Upanishad upasana, secret name upasana of the devata. And there are the common features of each mantra, namely the padam, the upasana, upasana phalam. And what is the phalam? In all of them, common phalam is that particular organ will be healthy. For example, if you meditate upon the Adi Devata of Chakshurindriyam, the eyes will be very healthy. So whichever devata we meditate on, that devata, tam na jahati, will not let that organ down, will take care of that organ concerned, will keep it healthy. Thus, all organs will be healthy. That is the ihaloka phalam. And paraloka phalam is that he becomes one with that devata. Devata praptihi. That is the paraloka phalam. And Janaka is very happy. And therefore, at the end of each teaching, he offers dakshina. What are the dakshinas he gives? He gives hasti, rishabham, sahasram. He gives all that thing. So, go sahasram he gives. Janaka gives 1,000 cows along with the bull, which is as big as an elephant, huge bull, to Yajnavalkya. This offer we find at the end of each mantra. Then what Yajnavalkya does? He says that my father has taught me an important rule, and that is not to take dakshina without completing the teaching. So that is called ananushishya nahareta. That is what you see at the end of each mantra. So do not take any dakshina before completing the teaching. Then Yajnavalkya will introduce the second rishi, devata, ayatanam, pratishta, upasana, upasana phalam, and dakshina pradhanam and nirakaranam. Janaka will give dakshina, Yajnavalkya will refuse it. These are the common features in all these mantras, all the six devatas and all that. So in all these mantras, there are two expressions which are very famous, often quoted by Shankaracharya, and they are worth remembering. The first one is, you might, when I read it, you might have perhaps noticed, Matruman, Pitruman, Acharyaman, in the second line. So I will just only give the context and give you the meaning. Janaka says that I have learnt this devata, this Sagunam Brahma, from a particular rishi. So he mentions the names of each Acharya, each rishi, and what he learned from each one. And when Janaka mentions the six Acharyas, Yajnavalkya gives a certificate to them that each Acharya is authentic, they are reliable, trustworthy, and cultured Acharyas, etc. And to say that they are cultured and trustworthy, Yajnavalkya uses the expression Matruman, Pitruman, Acharyavan. That means that particular rishi has been brought up well by his mother, Matruman, had ideal relationship with his mother, because of which he has got good growth. And Pitruman has also got good growth through good relationship with his father. And then Acharyavan has also acquired good growth through good relationship with his Acharyas. This is important in Shastra and important from psychological point of view also. And they say a child becomes fully grown up psychologically also only when the child has gone through the three relations successfully. That is Matruman, Pitruman, Acharya. If any one of them is missing, then some dent is made in the personality. And what growth mother can give, father cannot give. And what growth father can give, mother cannot give. And what a guru can give, both mother and father cannot give themselves. So each one has got some uniqueness in their contribution towards the growth, which is indicated by Matruman, Pitruman, Acharyavan. And this also is referred in Kathopanishad also. When Nachiketas was taught Brahma Vidya, Trinachiketas Tribiretya Sandhim. That's what was taught. So Acharya refers that only here. A person gets ideal growth when one goes through these three relationships successfully. And that person will be emotionally sound, intellectually sharp, verbally truthful, character-wise very honest, and he will be a total, a complete, an integrated person. So the second statement, which is repeated in all the six mantras, and which is often quoted by Shankaracharya also, is Devo Bhutva Devan Apyeti. And this is quoted because of one uniqueness of this statement. Devan Apyeti. Devan Apyeti means Upasaka merges with the Devata on whom becomes one with them, that Devata on whom he did the Upasana. And generally, this palam is gained after Marana or death. He becomes one with them. But here, peculiarly, the Upanishad says, Devo Bhutva Devan Apyeti. He becomes a Devata and merges into the Devata. So, but both are same. He becomes Devata and merges into Devata should be normally same. So, for example, when you take a river, when the river merges into the river becomes ocean. There is no identity of river anymore. So, why then Punarukti? Why there is a repetition? Devo Bhutva Devana Pyeti. Father Shankaracharya says, this first Devo Bhutva means even while living, he becomes a Devata. Therefore, Jivan Yeva Devo Bhutva Maranantaram Devan Apyeti, after death. And what does this mean? It does not literally mean a person becomes a Devata with Manushya Shariram. But the Upanishad says, Upasaka becomes a Devata. So this has to be interpreted as, the Upasaka attains many virtues, many faculties, many glories, even some Siddhis of the Devatas. Like, for example, purity, satya kamatvam, satya sankalpatvam, capacity to know the future, are some of those things, the glories, and which one can abuse also and be damned if it's not careful. He may get some of the powers of devatas, and if he is not careful, he may use it for materialistic benefits, and it may cause his downfall also. There are stories for all those things in the Puranas. That is a totally different topic. But here he says, the Upasaka attains these qualities now itself. This is indicated by Devo Bhutva and Devan Apyeti. So these are the two statements often quoted by Shankaracharya. So there are six Devatas, four Padas, one Rishi, which who taught the relevant pada. That is going to be common in all these mantras from 2 to 7. And the Rishi, four padas, devatas, ayatanam, pratishta, upanishad. So six each for all these things for each of the rishis and each of the devatas. Each mantra gives one part. And the meaning of the secret name and why such a secret name has been given also we will explain. But now we will only just summarize what is the Rishi. Rishi is told by whom? Janaka. And Devata, Ayatanam, Pratishta, Upanishad are given by Yajnavalkya. So Rishi is Jitva and he gave the Devata Agni. Agni Devata so was given by Rishi Jitva. And Ayatanam is Vak. Vak, see, Devata represents the Adhibhutam, the total, the Samashti. And Ayatanam, the abode, refers to the Adhyatmam, the organ, the Vyashti. And Pratishta. Pratishta means supporter. Supporter refers to Antaryami or Ishvara. All these are very familiar because we have already seen this in the Panchavidha Upasana and all that. We have seen all of that. And Akashaha is the Pratishta, the supporter for all of them. It is common. And the Upanishad, the secret name for this one, Agni Upasana, is Pragya. And the next Rishi is Udankaha. And Vayu is the Devata. And Ayatanam is Pranaha. and Pratishtha is also Yajna Akasha, and Upanishad is Priyaha. That is the secret name. And next one is Bharku, who is the Rishi. Aditya Devata, Chakshur Indriyam is the Ayatanam, and Pratishtha is Akasha again, and Upanishad, the secret name is Anantaha. And Bharadvaja is the Satyam. And Bharadvaja is the next Rishi. The Devata is Dig Devata, the directions. And Ayatanam is the Shrotrendriyam. Ayatanam, that is the Veshti, Shrotram, Adhyatmam. And Pratishtha is again Akasham. And the Upanishad secret name is Anantaha. For Dig is Anantaha. And Satyakamaha is the Rishi, next to Rishi. And the Devata he taught is Chandra, Moon. And Ayatanam is Manaha, Adhyatmam. And then Pratishtha is again Akasham, supporter. And Upanishad secret name is Anandaha. And Shakalya, if you remember Shakalya, he has come back now. Shakalya, who is supposed to have died in the previous Brahmana that we saw, he is now back. Shakalya, don't ask how he came back and all. So in this Brahmana, he is there. And Prajapati is the Devata. And Ayatanam is Hridaya. And Pratishtha is again Akasham. And Upanishad is Stitihi. So these are the six Rishis, six Devatas, six Ayatanams, one common Pratishtha, namely Akasha, and six Upanishads, that is secret names. And among these, only the six Devatas were taught by the six Rishis. So all the Shadacharyas, they gave him each one Devata, Acharyas of Janaka. But the six Ayatanam, six Pratishtas, one Pratishtha common, and six Upanishads were taught by Yajnavalkya. And what we will do is, we will read each mantra and explain only one part. That is the meaning of the secret name, because all others will be also common. We would already relate to them from our previous Panchavidha Upasana. So why such secret name has come? In the second mantra, we see the secret name, that is Prajna. This name is given to whom? To Vagdevata. The secret name is Prajna. Why? Yajnavalkya himself explains this. And we see that in the middle of the mantra. It says, Vachavai Samrat Bandhu Prajnayate. Yajnavalkya says, about even 90% of our knowledge is gained through words only. Vachavai Samrat Bandhu. Shabda alone. He says, Bandhu Prajnayate. We should know who is your Bandhu. Father tells uncle is Bandhu, aunt is Bandhu, nephew is Bandhu, all that thing he says. But how do we come to know of all these things? It is because the parents or somebody introduces them through words alone. Therefore, knowledge depends on walk. Not only Laukika Jnanam, not only relationships, but also the Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvangi Rasaha, Itihasa. Itihasa means history occurring in the Veda, like the story of Urvasi, Pururavasi. We have already seen all this earlier. This is not the regular Itihasa and Vedas and all that. Not Ramayanam and Bhagavatam. And Puranas. Puranas deal with the Srishti portion of the Vedas. Tasmadvaye tasmadatmanaha asadvayidamagra asitam. So Kamayata, Bhagusyam Prajaye, Yeti, these are all called Puranas. These are all Veda mantras, they are called Purana. And Vidya, various systems of knowledge known by the Devas. So Deva Jana Vidyas, which are mentioned in the Vedas and the Upanishads. And Upanishadaha means secret names like Prajna is a secret name. Satyasya Satyam. We are already familiar with that secret name. We already saw that. Then Shlokaha. Shlokaha means the mantras quoted in the Brahmanam portion of the Vedas. So, Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati. So, Annadvai Praja Prajayante. Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati. Pranam Deva Anupranamti. So, in Taittiri Upanishad, for every kosha, Annamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, for all of them, there is one shloka quotation. They are all from the Vedas themselves. And next one is Sutrani. Sutras, they mean the cryptic statements that occur in the Vedas. This is not Brahma Sutra. You should not come, because Brahma Sutra is done by Veda Vyasa, whereas these are Vedas. So we saw in the beginning portion also of Brihadaranyaka itself, we saw one sutram called Avidya Sutram. Yaha Anyam Devatam Upaste Anyosau Anyohamasmiti Sana Veda. And we also saw another sutram called Vidya Sutram. Atma iti eva upasita. We saw all these things. So these are cryptic statements like Brahmavit apnoti param in Taittiriya. So these are all sutram cryptic statements. Then Anuvakyanani. So it means the commentary on the sutrams given by Vedas themselves, not somebody else, no commentator. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we found Avidya Sutram, Vidya Sutram. They were all explained in the first and the second chapters. Saptanna Brahmanam is the commentary on Avidya Sutram. And Vidya Sutram comes in the first chapter, and the entire second chapter is commentary on Vidya Sutram. We already explained all that. So Brahmavit Apnodi Param of Taittiriya Upanishad is Sutra Vakyam. And the entire rest of Taittiriya Upanishad is Vyakyanam on that only. And finally, Vyakyanani. Commentary on the mantras or shlokas which we found in Saptanna Brahmana. So there the Upanishad itself quotes 5 or 6 mantras. Thereafterwards, Upanishad itself elaborated those mantras. And that mantra portion is called the shlokas. And the commentary portion is called Vyakyanam. And now what is the difference between Anuvyakyanam and Vyakyanam? That which comments upon a sutra is called Anuvyakyanam. And that which comments on a shloka is called Vyakyanam. In fact, these words have already come before in 2.4.10. I have noted as 2.4.10. We have already seen this. Then Ishtam. Ishtam means punyam gained through yagas. So yaga nimittam palam. And hutam. Hutam means homa nimittam palam. We have seen the difference also between yaga and homa. Just only refresh. Yaga is sankalpa. And homa means prakshepa. We already said to think that this is for this particular devata, Indra Yaswaha, I am going to offer this to Indra. That is called yaga. And actual offering whatever you want to offer to Indra into the fire, that is called homa. And then ashitam. Ashitam means annadanam punyam. Punyam for annadanam is ashitam. Then payitam. Payitam is jaladana nimittam punyam. Punyam arising out of water, giving water to people. Then ayancha lokaha. This world, ayancha lokaha. This world, or according to Shankaracharya, this janma, this shariram. And parascha lokaha means future world or future janma. Then sarvani bhutani, in short, all beings. Vacha eva prajnayante. We come to know all of them. Whatever I just listed, we come to know all of them through written or spoken words. We come to know everything through walk or shabda alone, including our classes. Through either written word or spoken word only. Therefore, what is the recorded words, whatever you call it. Therefore, what is the best word for walk? Prajna. Not only that, the secret name, it talks about the glory also. That is why walk is given such a secret name, Prajna. Now, the rest of the portion, as we said, we don't have to go into the details because they are all fairly common. Let us read Mantra 3, 4.1.3. Yadevate kaschid abravitam tachranavametim abravinma udankaham shaulbhayanaham pranovai brahmetim yata matruman pitruman acharyavan pruyat tata tachaulvayanaham abravit pranovai brahmetim apranatohi kimsyaditim abravitutem tasya ayatanam pratishtam Name Brevidhiti Brevidhitim Yekapadva Etat Samraditim Savaino Bruhi Yagnavalkyam Pranayeva Ayatanam Akasha Pratishtam Priyamityena Tupasitam Ka Priyata Yagnavalkyam Pranayeva Samraditi Ho Vacham Pranasya Vai Samrat Kamayam Ayajyam Yajagatim Apratigrihyasyam Pratigrinatyapim Tatram Padashankam Bhavatim Yam Dishametim Pranasyaiva Samrat Kamayam Pranovai Samrat Paramam Brahmam Nainam Prano Jahatim Sarvanyenam Bhutanim Abhiksharantim Devo Bhutva Devanapyetim Yayevam Vidvan ఏతదుపాస్తే హస్తి ఋషభం సహస్రం దదామీతి హోవాచ జనకో వై దేహ సహోవాచ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య పితామే మన్యత ననుశిష్య హరేతేతి. దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ కామన్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ అక్కర్ ఇన్ ఎవరి శ్లోక. సో ది కంటెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది థర్డ్ మంత్ర వి హావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ వేర్ ఉదంక రిషి టాట్ దట్ వాయు యాజ్ దేవత యాజ్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మ. హియర్ ప్రాణ ఇస్ వాయు and that is only ekapad brahman and therefore there is only one quarter and therefore yajnavalkya adds the three other padas and individual prana is the abode, antaryami or akasha is the pratishtha and the secret name is priyam. So after this teaching yajnavalkya prescribes priyam upasana, priya upasana, and he gives the phalam also for doing priya upasana. That means while living prana will be well protected. ప్రాణం న అకాలేన జహాతి, అకాలేన అపమృత్యు నభవతి, ఏ పర్సన్ విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ అన్ అన్టైమ్లీ డెత్ లైక్ యాక్సిడెంట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ మరణ అనంతరం దేవో భూత్వ దేవాన్ అప్యేతి, ది ఉపాసక విల్ లివ్ కంఫర్టబుల్లీ అంటిల్ డెత్. అండ్ సర్వాణి భూతాన్ని అభిక్షరంతి is a vakyam repeated in all the mantras. Abhiksharanti means they give offerings, they perform pujas. Literally, abhiksharanti means showers. They shower so much all the nice things on them. So all being, they will shower offerings unto that upasaka when he becomes the devata. Actually, in Taittiriya, we have already seen, sarve esmai deva balima bahanti. So, and Janaka offers dakshina again to Yajnavalkya, hasti, rishabham, gosahasram and all that. And Yajnavalkya refuses the dakshina before completing the teaching, and that is the essence. Now, they are all story part. Now, the significance of the secret name. So, prana has got a secret name, priyaha. The priyaha, the secret name is for prana. And Yajnavalkya justifies by saying, for everyone, the dearest thing is prana. If you look at the mantra, ka priyata Yajnavalkya, prana eva samraditi hovacha pranasya vai samrat kamaya ayajyam yajayati. Yajnavalkya says some people do even improper things for the sake of money, and what is improper thing ayajyam yajayati. According to varnashrama dharma, only certain people are entitled to do certain rituals. For example, Brahmana rituals, Kshatriyas cannot do. And Kshatriyas ritual like Ashwamedha Yajna, Rajasu Yajna cannot be done by Brahmanas and others. So those people who cannot do certain rituals are called Ayajyaha, because prohibited by Vedas. And here he says, some Brahmanas who are officiating as priests, they officiate for the wrong people also, because they get better dakshina. Therefore, ayajyam. Even anadikarinam api brahmanaha yajyam karayati yajayati. So, brahmana's help, anadikari, a person who is not qualified for the sake of money. And why is he interested in money? Pranapriyaha. Because of his love for survival, happy living. So, the brahmanas do this because the adhikaris don't want to learn. And so the scholar teaches an anadhikari to make a living. If adhikaris want to learn, then there is no problem. The brahmanas will teach them. But when the adhikaris are not willing to learn, when it is their kartavyam, and when they are not willing to learn, when another anadhikari who is not supposed to learn, when he comes, then to make, for the sake of making a living, they teach them. Because of the society, he gets corrupted. And vice versa also. Where it started, we don't know, but this is how it has been happening. Even Upanishad times has been happening. And all because of what? To earn money. And why money? Priyaha pranaha. He asks, should I not also lead a good life? Should I not live peacefully? Therefore, ayajyam yajayati. And apratigrahasya pratigrinati. Similarly, he is not supposed to receive gifts from anyone. Six types of duties are given for brahmana. Yajanam, yajanam, patanam, పఠనం ఆర్ అధ్యయనం అధ్యాపనం అండ్ దానం ప్రతిగ్రహ. సో పఠనం అండ్ పాఠనం, లర్నింగ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్ వేదాస్, And yajanam, yajanam, doing ritual and officiating rituals, that right only Brahmana has got, the officiating rituals. A kshatriya wants to do yajna, he has to appoint a priest to do the yajna for him, officiating priest. And danam means giving gifts when he does rituals, etc. And at other times also. And pratigraha means he has the right to receive gifts also. A Brahmana has the right to receive gifts also. Kshatriya can study and he cannot teach. He can do ritual, but he cannot do for others. He can give gifts, but he cannot receive gifts. So what Yajnavalkya says is, these are all Akadu Shastra. So what Yajnavalkya says is, when these people receive gifts, it is said that they can receive from only certain types of people and not from certain other types of people. Shastra prohibits that he should not receive gifts. For example, in Sandhyavandanam also, there is a special prayaschitta to absolve any papam for receiving gifts from people unqualified to give gifts. And here Yajnavalkya says that means they have not earned the money in the proper way, in dharmic way and all that thing. And they want to just only absolve of their sins. They want to give all those gifts or dhanam from using money which is not earned in proper way. So people receive from anadhikaris. So aprajigrahyasya, those from whom gifts should not be received, from them also prajigranati, they take it. Again, the reason is what? Money. Why money? Otherwise he cannot survive. And Yajnavalkya says, tatram vadashankam bhavati. Yam disham yeti. We have to reconvert actually and read the sentence. Yatra vadashanka bhavati tam disham yeti. Shankaracharya says they go to even dangerous places to get money where there is even fear of death. Even to such vadashanka sthalam, to such places where there is threat to life, they go even to the dangerous places for the sake of money. And again, why money? Because prana ha priyaha. All this is being done due to his love for prana. Prana is priya. Remember, money is called artha. And artha means security. Therefore, the secret name for prana is priyaha, the dearest, for the sake of which a person is ready to take any amount of risks in life. Let us read the fourth mantra, where the third sagunam brahma is introduced.
Yadevate kaschit bravitam tachranavametim abravinme parkuhum varshnaham chakshur vibrametim yata matruman pitruman acharyavan bruyatam tata tadvarshno bravitam chakshur vibrametim apashyatohi kimsyaditim abravitume abravitutem tasya ayatanam pratishtam tame bravititim. Ekapadvam yetat samraditim savaino bruhi yajnavalkyam chakshur chakshure vagyatanam akasha pratishtam satyamityedadupasitam kha satyata yajnavalkyam chakshureva samraditi ho vacham chakshushavai samrat pasyanta mahuhum adrakshiritim sa ah adrakshimiti adrakshamitim tat satyam bhavatim Chakshurvai samrat paramam brahmam nainam chakshurjahati sarvanyenam bhutani abhiksharanti devo bhutva devanapyeti yayevam vidvan etadupastem hasti rishabam sahasram dadamiti hovacha janako vai dehaha sahovacha yajnavalkyaha pitame manyatam nananusishyam hareteti.
So the third Sagunam Brahman is taught in this mantra. And as we said, this Barku Rishi introduces third Sagunam Brahman, and the Devata is Aditya Devata, the sun god. Of course, the Upanishad does not say Aditya Devata. It says Chakshur Devata. But we should understand the Aditya Devata for Chakshur Indriyam is Aditya Devata. And Aditya, these are all from Tathobodha, we already have gone through, so just to revise. So Aditya Devata being Samashti, the total, it is Adi Daivam. and it has to be located where? In Adhyatm or Vyakti, the individual, and the individual location is called Ayatanam, abode. And that Ayatanam is Chakshuhu, the eye. And the Pratishta or support of this Devata is again Akasha, same as the previous one. And the Upanishad or the secret name of this thing is Satyam. Therefore, the Bharku Rishi, Aditya Devata, Chakshuhu Ayatanam, Akasha Pratishta, Satyam is the Upanishad, the secret one. So these are the five we already said earlier. And in between the story part and all, we have to extend it, extend the same way, all those things as we did earlier. So Yajnavalkya asks, who taught you? And Janaka says, Bharku Rishi taught. And what did he teach? Devata he taught. It is only Ekapath. So whole story is in the previous case. So we will see the significance of the Upanishad, the secret name. So all the other things are repeating like the other mantras. So the secret name of Chakshur Devata, which is Satyam here. Why Chakshur Devata secret name is Satyam? Yajnavalkya himself justifies that is given in the mantra in the middle portion. And we can see that particular portion which comes in the middle of the mantra. I will just only read that portion. Ka Satyata Yajnavalkya Chakshureva Samraditi Hovacham Chakshushavai Samrat Pashyantam Ahuhu Adrakshiriti Sa Aha Adrakshamiti Tat Satyam Bhavati. These are the lines that talk about the secret name of Satyam. So the essence of the few lines is what? Anything is taken as a fact or Satyam once a person has directly perceived or witnessed it. Even if you have heard from someone, it is considered only what? As a rumor or gossip only. And it may be a fact or it may not be a fact. Once a person says that, I have seen with my own eyes, we take it as truth. And that is why, even in criminal cases, witness plays a very important role. What witness? Only eyewitness, not ear witness or tongue witness. In English, we say seeing is believing. Of course, we should not extend it too much. Generally, this is a general case. So for every generalization, there could be exceptions. And in fact, the whole Vedanta is based on exceptions only. And what is experience need not be real. That is the Vedantic basis. Therefore, we are all not talking about exception here, but we talk about general Vyavaharika rule in practical reality. That the eyes reveal the facts. Therefore, eyes have got the secret name Satyam. Then Yajnavalkya talks about Upasana, which has Ihaloka Palam and Paraloka Palam. Ihaloka Palam is what? Eyes will be in good condition. Chakshurvai na jahati. And Paraloka Palam is Devata Praptihi. All those things are said in this mantra. On hearing this, Janaka again offers what? 1,000 cows and a bull with the strength of an elephant. All that Hasti Rishabham goes Sahasram he gives. And Yajnavalkya as usual refuses, saying, I cannot take this Dakshinam unless I complete the teaching. All these things are again repetitions only. Mantra 4.1.5. Yadevate kaschid abravit sachranavametim abravinmem gardhabhi kardhabhi vipitaham. Bharadvajaha, they both are same name. Gardabhi Vipitaha and Bharadvajaha, two names for the same Rishi. Shrotram Vaibrahmeti, Yatha Matruman Pitruman, Acharyavan Bruyat, Tatham, Tad Bharadvajo Bravit, Shrotram Vaibrahmeti, Ashrunvato Hikim Syaditim, Abravitutem, Tasya Ayatanam Pratishtam, Name Braviditi, Ekapadva Etatem, Samraditim. Savaino Bruhi Yajnavalkyam Shrotrameva Meva Ayatanam Akasha Pratishtam Anantamityena Ittimenan Upasitam Kanantata Yajnavalkyam Vishayeva Samraditi Ho Vacham Tasmadvai Samradapi Yam Kanchedisham Kachati Naivasya Antam Kachati Anantahi Dishaha Dishovai Samrad Shrotram
శ్రోత్రం వై సమ్రాట్ పరమం బ్రహ్మ నైనం శ్రోత్రం జహాతీం సర్వాణ్యేనం భూతాని అభిక్షరంతి దేవో భూత్వా దేవానప్యేతి ఏవం విద్వాన్ ఏతదుపాస్తే హస్తి ఋషభం సహస్రం దదామీతి కోవాచ జనకో వై దేహ సహోవాచ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య పితామే మన్యత నాననుశిష్య హరేతేతి.
సో ద ఫోర్త్ చతుష్పాద్ బ్రహ్మ విచ్ వాస్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్ బై భారద్వాజ ఋషి. ఐ టోల్డ్ హి హస్ టూ నేమ్స్ బట్ వి విల్ యూజ్ భారద్వాజ ఋషి బికాస్ దట్స్ మోర్ కామన్ అండ్ ఈజీ టు సే.
And the four padas we have seen, Bharadwaja is Rishi, Dik is the Devata, the directions, Shrotram is Ayatanam, and Akasha is Pratishta, and Anantaha is the Upanishad, the secret name, Anantaha, and all these five factors. And we can understand the organ involved here is Shrotraindriya, that is Adhyatmam, the Vesti, the individual, and Devata involved is Dik Devata, that is Adidaiva. Thus, the Devata has got its abode where? In the Adhyatmam. Ayatanam in Adhyatmam, the Shrotraindriya. And Devata is blessed by Ishwara, Antaryami. And therefore, Ishwara is the Pratishta and the secret name is Anantaha. So, the Upanishad itself justifies the secret name in the middle portion. That portion alone we will read. Disha eva samrat iti ho vacham. తస్మాద్వై సమ్రాటపి యాం కాంచ్య దిశం గచ్చతి నైవాస్యాః అంతం గచ్చతి అనంతాహి దిశః. సో దిక్ దేవత ఇస్ అనంతః యాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ డైరెక్ట్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ బై అస్. వి ట్రావెల్ ఎనీ డైరెక్షన్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎండ్లెస్, గోస్ ఆన్ అండ్ ఆన్. టు ద ఈస్ట్ యు గో, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎండ్లెస్. సో అదర్ సైడ్స్ ఆల్సో, బికాస్ స్పేస్ ఇస్ ఎండ్లెస్, దిక్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఎండ్లెస్. డైరెక్షన్స్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆకాశ. For all practical purposes, the directions can be taken as Akasha itself. Since Akasha is an Ananta, so the directions are also Ananda, and that is the glory of the Dig Devata. And that is the secret name of Devata also, and Ananta. And therefore, Ananta is the Upanishad. Upanishad means secret name. And the rest of the mantra is the same as the previous mantra. So one has to do the upasana upon the secret name. And the palam is what? The Shrotra Indriyam. Shrotra Indriyam. Because Dik Devata presides over the Shrotra Indriyam, it is well taken care of. And the Shrotra Indriyam, ears will be always in good condition. So no need for all hearing aids and all that thing. It will always be in good condition. That is the Ihaloka palam. And what is the Paraloka palam? The Dik Devata Praptihi. And as usual, Janaka gives Dakshinam and Yajnavalkya, as usual, again refuse to take. And with this, the fourth Saguna Brahma Upasana is also over. Now we will go to the fifth Saguna Brahma Upasana. Even in the sixth mantra, maybe in the next class, already is 9:28. So I will conclude here. Yo Veda Dausvara Prakto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasya Parasa Maheshwara Sri Krishna. It's not right. You stop the recording.